What's up, everybody? Welcome to Coffee and Combos, a fighting game podcast that catches you up with all the big news happening every week in the fighting game genre. I am your host, Ty Ross, and with me, as always,
is Carty.
Is Carty exactly what right, up,
what
my
up,
man?
Ty?
What up, what up? A whole lot of nothing, like usual. Yeah.
Ty,
I'm trying to think if like anything crazy has happened.
I've done nothing. I've been watching movies.
Nice. What have you been watching?
Shy, you know I watched The Batman.
Oh, that's right. You didn't like The Batman.
We're going to do spoilers right off the get here because I have to rant. Now it's been brought up.
All right. Let's carve out what? Like, how long you want?
Who knows, Ty? This could go on for the entire podcast.
Okay.
But there's always timers in the thing. Just skip.
Just skip, Carter. We'll talk about the Batman for a bit.
Go to the first round, buddy. Chai. People were juicing their jeans over this movie. I thought I was walking into the Dark Knight 2.0 here.
Okay.
I thought this was like gonna be everyone was telling me I'm gonna love this Batman. It's real dark and gritty and grounded.
Mm.
Ty, I have never been taken out of a movie more than this fucking movie.
I've definitely seen a lot of people have your sort of sentiments. There's like two sides. Both of them are pretty vocal, I'd say. Like, I'm on the side of, I liked the movie. I'm not like, holy shit, it's like next level. It was good. I liked it.
Ty, the amount of scenes where... There was a couple, but this is nitpicky, but it drove me insane, and I meant this to you. Mm-hmm. There's a scene where Batman and Catwoman meet on top of a building.
Yeah.
They both have their motorcycles.
Yeah.
And Catwoman mentions that Batman snuck up on her. Are you telling me Batman walked a motorcycle up to the top floor of a building to sneak up on her, or Catwoman could not hear a motorcycle drive up behind her?
Catwoman, when she has that balaclava on, is just, it's like noise canceling.
She's deaf. there was just things like that where I was like, I feel like you would have caught this and been like, this seems dumb, right?
Yeah. The length, I feel, doesn't help the movie. Like,
no.
For me, when I was watching it, I didn't feel the length, honestly. It went by pretty fast, but I was,
It felt grueling to me, Ty. The last hour, I was just like, my eyes were rolling into the back of my head. Everyone talks about this car chase scene, how amazing it is, how awesome the Batmobile is.
It is.
Ty, they start up this car, proceed to crash a bunch of people, blow up a bunch of cars, probably murder about 30 people in this scene. In this scene, they kill more people than the Riddler does in the entire movie.
Yeah.
But they're not important. They're just civilians, so that doesn't matter. Which is kind of the antithesis of Batman, first of all.
Yeah, but you don't kill anyone, technically.
They crash a truck that explodes into a bunch of other cars.
Yeah, they're fine. They're totally fine.
Everyone survived that explosion,
That's
I suppose.
Like, do you remember, I just watched GoldenEye again recently, because. And there's a scene where he drives over a police car in a tank and crushes it, and then they have to show later the two policemen getting out. So it's like, James Bond didn't kill those guys.
See, but like James Bond, it's even like, it's kind of fine. But like Batman's whole thing is he doesn't kill people.
But that's the thing, Carter. You just got to realize, like, sure, he blows up the truck. But then you have to imagine that truck driver jumped out at the right time, and then the truck swerved and missed all the cars.
But then, Ty, he gets the Penguin, he gets him after this, after they've endangered countless lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then Penguin makes a joke about his Spanish, and then they let him go.
Yeah, like...
To facilitate the plot, only.
With Gordon, right?
No reason to let him go.
I know, he's a goddamn criminal. Why didn't they just arrest him?
Everything that just happened, he just committed murder. You just had a shootout.
Yeah.
This is the most lackadaisical I've ever...
Yeah.
Also, Batman goes through all this effort to save all these terrorists who are doing the shooting by, like, lacing them up by their feet. And then he just explodes the whole fucking thing, Ty. And all these people fall to their death.
Yeah, but didn't you like when he shoots the adrenaline into his leg?
Wasn't that cool when he jumped through the roof and then the roof just exploded for some reason? And then, Ty, to cap it all off, Are we really going to do the fucking Joker again?
I know, apparently, you know what? You had to expect it, Carter. For some odd reason, people have tunnel vision when it comes to Batman villains. It's only the Joker,
It's insane, Ty. Okay, we have had it now a total of 6 versions of the Joker.
Jesus, yeah.
And Ty, three of these versions were in the last 6 years.
Yeah, and he had his own friggin' movie, for Christ's sakes.
Ty, you could have been born in 2016 and saw 3 different Jokers.
Yeah. Yeah.
All in like mainstream big movies. That's not enough time to even direct a sequel.
Why wasn't it like Zazz, you know? That would make sense.
Why wasn't it like, you know, Black
Calendar
Mask?
Calendar Man.
Hush.
Hush, yeah.
Let's do Mr. Freeze. How about that?
Also, do you like when they like teased Hush basically in this movie? And then
that was
just like, it was like a weird one do you think?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand what that was for.
I feel like it was like, it didn't really like point to anything. It was just kind
exactly.
of like a, hey, you guys know this, right? It's like the Marvel bullshit. Like,
yeah.
Oh, did you see that thing in the background?
It's like an Easter egg without any sort of context or a thread that it's just there.
It's
like,
yeah.
What the hell?
It was very empty, the Hush reference. And in the Birds of Prey movie, was Ewan McGregor's character supposed to be Black Mask?
He is Black Mask, yeah.
So is he going to become Black Mask, or he was Black Mask in that movie?
He was in that movie. He had the Black Mask.
Oh, my God. So they've already tanked that character too, huh?
Yeah.
So now we're resorting. We have to either fantastically pull off Mr. Freeze, Killer Croc, or Clayface.
Yeah, but
or
you
we
also
have to rehash
have to remember
the old
that
ones.
Robert Pattinson's Batman is not a part of anything else, so that he's got free rein on doing anyone, basically.
Can I complain about Robert Pattinson's Batman also?
Sure. What did you not like?
Why is he a weird spurg who can't make eye contact?
Yeah. So in this movie, I mean, he's like a loner dude who's like, fuck everyone, and he doesn't go see people. He just doesn't go out at all during
the
day.
Yeah, like, I don't remember this. I guess this is like an all new, like, I just feel like it's a misunderstanding of the character.
See, but that's, yeah.
He's
this is
an
like,
edgelord who murders people, basically. He's just a generic vigilante at this point. He doesn't have a code. He doesn't really solve anything. Everyone is just stupid around him.
Didn't they set up that, like, he's been doing this for, like, what?
2 years, yeah.
Yeah. So, he's still, like, figuring shit out, still doing
You can't
his
just
stuff.
Be figuring shit out and murdering people. That can't be part of your figuring it out process.
Why not?
Just, like, just ruthlessly murdering and then being like, I just don't do it.
Yeah, maybe, you know what?
It's my code.
He's ruthlessly murdering, and then he realizes, maybe I'm going at this the wrong way. Maybe I'm just...
maybe. It's the classic kill all the henchmen and then save the final guy.
It's the great thing in Vinland Saga, where the guy is like the greatest warrior of all time, and then realizes, you know what? Killing is pointless, and then he tries to become a peaceful farmer.
It's
Maybe
not
Batman's
like that, though, because
he a peaceful farmer.
He doesn't become a peaceful farmer. He just becomes more Batman. We know where this goes.
Maybe.
So this man's
going to
turn into a very serious code of no murder, become the greatest detective, when in his early career, he just kind of like went about it all willy-nilly.
Did you like that he was doing like detective stuff, working with the...
I did, but he was too stupid.
He was stupid?
If I can tell that the cops are corrupt before the main character, who's supposed to be the genius detective, I just felt like everyone around him was an idiot to facilitate him being smart.
Yeah. Yes, that's, yeah, for sure.
These cops couldn't crack these codes that they solved literally by accident.
Yeah, the riddles were, they were fun.
And Ty, the final riddle about bringing the guy into the light.
Dude, that's the most egregious, I think.
Bring the guy into light. Oh, what he meant by that was walk him under a random street light and I'll shoot him in the head. That's what that meant? Just, luckily he walked under that streetlight. Imagine if he went to the wrong streetlight. That would have fucked up the whole plan.
Dude. Yeah, that one was a little ridiculous for sure.
So yeah, Ty, I will say I give it a 4 out of 10.
A 4 out of... Damn, you really didn't like
four,
it.
I said 5, and the more I talk about it, the more I was like, that shit was too long. Catwoman as a character didn't have to be in the movie. You could have removed Catwoman entirely. The only reason she was great. There was to get people horny.
Yeah. I mean, she got me.
She's barely in this movie. She shows up to, like, push the plot along every once in a while.
Say what? She's in this movie a lot. At least that I remember her being in it a lot.
She pops up to, like, push the plot along. Her existence was so she could be the eyes of Batman at one point in it. She just constantly led him to the right place without any explanation as to how she knew.
Yeah, she had the... She worked at the freaking
She
club,
worked
right?
there, yeah.
I can forgive it. I can forgive a lot of its stuff.
I would cut Catwoman out of the movie entirely.
Damn.
It was just seemed pointless.
I mean, shit, I liked Catwoman. But that's just me. Damn. Okay, spoiler talk.
Spoilers
over.
Ty, so next movie you're going to go see, Top Gun Maverick?
Apparently that movie's godlike.
No fucking way. Isn't the plot like they're shooting thing, they're blowing up like missiles in Iran or something?
I have no clue what the plot is, but everyone says it's so good. And I'm like, shit, do I have to go see Top Gun now?
I can't imagine. It looks like Tom Cruise desperately clinging to being cool.
What do you mean?
Man, it's like, oh, he's such a badass still. It's yeah. And his, like, weird he's plastic like face pulled back.
Nearly 60.
Yeah, just fake tan all over him. And then you got Miles Teller over there.
Yeah.
Man, the best thing I have ever read was I forget what movie it was a review for, but was he in, like, what was it called? Insurgent? Something like that.
Miles Teller?
Yeah.
I can't, yeah.
It was like a kid, it was like a little kid's, like a young adult book movie.
Oh, fuck me. Shit. Resurgence? Insurgents?
Something like that. But the review said, Miles Teller is brilliantly typecast as a mouthy douchebag that nobody likes.
That's how I haven't seen anything about Top Gun Maverick, but I bet 100% that's what he is.
Oh, have you ever seen that Esquire thing that like ruined his career?
No.
Oh my God, it's incredible.
I just remember loving him in Whiplash.
Yeah, he was amazing in Whiplash, and then he went on to like criticize all of his peers and stuff about how like no one's a serious actor in the young crowd except for him.
Oh, fucking hell.
And then he did an interview with Esquire, where the lady interviewing him, it starts out with, like, I'm sitting in front of Miles Teller asking myself if he's actually this much of an asshole or something. And the lady interviewing was telling him about how there's a legend that the champagne coup, like the bottom of it, is modeled after Marie Antoinette's left breast. And he tells her, well, the highball is modeled after my cock.
Gee.
And then he proceeds to tell that to all the waitresses.
No.
Making the same joke, and so Esquire magazine just rips him apart, and so that's why he's only in weird.
He's been in like nothing since Whiplash.
Yeah, and now he's in Top Gun Maverick, reprising the role of mouthy douchebag that no one likes.
Oh fuck, that's funny. I'm gonna have to read that Esquire thing.
It's good. It's good. Yeah, it definitely tanked his career.
Before we hop into round one, which we will do very shortly, I have to talk about Barry being back. I've watched 3 episodes
so far.
It's still a great show.
I feel like it's fallen off a bit. Like, it's not quite...
I agree.
Like, the writing seems worse.
It's almost like they kind of want to move on, I think.
It really feels that way.
And they're like, okay, let's move things along at a very fast pace.
Yeah, the episodes are short, like they're half-hour episodes. They run by quick, and there's a lot of weird... tonally, it's all over the place.
Yeah. But season three's just like sort of
still better than
four
anything
or five
else on TV.
In. Yeah, exactly. It's a great show. It's a great show. Yeah, so I'm excited for more Barry.
How do you think you make it as a late movie career action star like Tom Cruise?
How do you make it? You somehow...
Like what roles do you take? Because like old cool guy never works.
I don't know, man. Tom Cruise, he'll fucking... Anything where it's like, hey, in this movie, we'll let you pilot a fucking jet. Or in this movie, we'll let you jump off a cliff for like...
Yeah, I guess he actually does it, which is kind of sick.
I think he's more like, he doesn't care about the characters. He's like, what fucking dumb, crazy stunt
I'm in
I
for
do?
The stunts. But yeah, like eventually that has to stop. He's going to be like 60.
Yeah, or he's just going to die on one of these stunts.
I think you got to do like a Liam Neeson Taken, but then not make Taken 2 and 3.
Oh my God, dude.
That's really the only way, like revenge old man movie, like a... What the fuck are those Death Wish movies? You remember those?
Death Wish, yeah.
Yeah, really, that's
Bruce
the only
Willis
way to be
the
an old... Only way to be an old cool man.
Exactly. Or what was it, Gran Torino, where you're a racist man.
Yeah, racist old man. Yeah, it's really the only way you can age as an action star, I think.
Yep.
You and just, then, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, but then Liam went on to just say a bunch of random racist stuff, so he ruined it.
I don't, you know, it's shit. Enough about Liam. Enough about these friggin'. Honestly, you brought up Liam. Shit, another tangent. You know the guy who did Casino Royale? Did you see his new movie with Liam Neeson called like Memory or some shit?
Oh my God, looks good, huh? Yeah, that was the trailer before Northman. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Poor Guy Pearce.
So it's like Taken, but he has dementia?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's just horrible.
Ah, shit. Whatever. You know what? Liam, you do your thing. You be the old action man.
Fighters ready. Engage.
All right, let's talk about fighting games here, Carter, in round number one, and what better pure fighting game to talk about.
Oh my God, finally, something for the purists.
Then Multiverses.
Ty, it's finally happening.
It's finally happening. We're getting closed alphas. We're getting open betas. People are getting their hands on this game.
Ty, are you in the closed alpha?
I signed up for it, but I haven't gotten an email yet.
Oh, Ty, I'm in.
You're in?
I'm in, baby.
Yes, dude.
But I don't think you're allowed to talk about it.
No, I don't think you are.
What do you, like, what if I do? Huh? What if next week I talk about it?
Then they'll just, I don't know, never let you have anything again.
They already don't let me.
That's true.
Man, Nickelodeon devs, though, an absolute ruins. My God.
Yeah, poor Nickelodeon devs still trying to get voice acting in their game. And
this game has a budget. My Atlanta.
Yeah, so we recently got this Multiverses cinematic trailer, basically, that sort of set up a little bit of story, but not really. It starts with, like, Batman getting teleported somewhere.
Genuinely very good. Very good trailer.
Yeah, it was... A lot of, like, good fan service, you know?
Yeah, it was just, like, straight-up fan service, but they paired a lot of people together who was like, oh, like, that's a fun idea, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, what this thing is supposed to be is these characters playing off each other, and they did that really well.
It was perfect. It was like Batman gets transported, beside him Shaggy shows up, and Shaggy's also like, bleh. And immediately it's Kevin Conroy, so you got the goat voice of Batman. You got Matthew Lillard.
The fucking, when Jake the dog came in and said, like, it's because that's the guy who does Bender, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, it's so messed up how he tornadoed you like that.
You all right? Wow, that was messed up how that thing tornadoed you.
It got a genuine laugh out of me.
We need to talk about the best moment in the character, or in the sort of trailer, when Superman flies in, and we know Superman's in this. Yeah, woo, Superman.
Yeah,
and then
boring.
Fucking beside him, flying down, comes Iron Giant.
Man, what a surprise that was. Honestly, like, straight up fan service that character. Like, that is playing to our age group.
Oh, big time.
They are pandering to us.
And he teams up with his friggin' hero.
That pairing, the Taz and Harley pairing, was perfect.
Yep, Tasmanian Devil, a new character that we haven't sort of seen before, but he shows up in the trailer.
Ty, did you notice the Easter eggs throughout this trailer, though?
Not really.
So in the background.
Okay.
So we know Shaggy and Velma are in this game.
Yeah, Velma randomly shows up at the end.
Not really, yeah. Inexplicably just is there.
Yeah.
But in the background, we see the Mystery Machine multiple times. So I'm thinking maybe we're going to get the whole gang. That's, like, I mean, Scooby at least, right?
You've got to have Scoob. He's got to be in there.
Yeah. But that's DLC. That people buy Scoob.
Mm-hmm.
But Ty, multiple shots of the Green Lantern.
Say what?
Not the character, but the lantern itself.
Oh, I didn't see that.
There are three shots of it in this trailer. So Green Lantern confirmed here from the looks of it.
That's sure. I mean, great.
Also, at the end, when they're all lining up side by side, in the background, there's like a city inside like a cloche, like the things that you put like fucking Beauty and the Beast that had the rose.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
would you call it a cloche?
I think that's what it's called.
I've never heard that before.
But I think that's the bottled city of Kandor, which is Brainiac from Superman. So we have
holy fuck,
the rival there.
That's awesome.
Of Superman showing up. And then in that little scrawl at the end where you see all the rights reserved and all that bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Rick and Morty right there. Confirmed.
Oh, wow.
Right there.
Damn. Okay. So definitely like Rick for sure is in the game. Morty probably.
In the background, you see some like yellow like lights and stuff. And people have thought that maybe it's the portals, but Rick and Morty is right there in the scrawl. Like, you can see the words and the copyright. So,
damn.
Confirmed. There's no doubt. Sweet. There.
Yeah, awesome. This closed alpha, which is May 19th, which is Thursday, so 2 days as of recording, will feature 15 playable characters, and 16 are shown at the end.
Damn.
So I think Iron Giant's out for the closed beta.
Oh, what?
That's what I
was
like.
That was going to be my fucking guy. Well, actually, Shaggy's going to be my guy. Watching the gameplay, Shaggy, he has what me and my friends lovingly referred to as the Destiny.
The Destiny.
Which is Captain Falcon's knee, which does the electrical spark and launches you away.
Yep.
So I'm playing Shaggy through and through. Ultra Instinct.
Ultra Instinct. He's freaking going Super Saiyan. He's grabbing sandwiches up from the ground and whipping them.
So yeah, this game's all 2v2 based at its core.
Yeah, 2v2 based cooperative battle.
And they did like a devs versus pros little showdown.
Yeah.
To try to like show this stuff. I gotta say, it was kind of awkward. I had no idea what the fuck was happening and nothing was really explained.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little too chaotic to understand if anything's cool happening without any sort of like basis.
Yeah, like I feel like it's almost not a great spectator game.
At least not yet.
Yeah, exactly. For not knowing what's like going on.
Because nothing felt super impactful, which I kind of felt like. Like, that's one thing about Smash is when you hit someone with something that's going to kill, like the fucking screen stops and they're launched away.
Yeah.
I kind of like that feat, that heaviness. I feel like this game could maybe use some of that. But I love the fact that there's no weapons.
Me too.
I fucking hate weapons, and I hate having to, like, explain to people that I hate weapons. It's just not there.
Yeah, there's nothing dropping from the fucking sky to pick up so you can toss shit.
The loading screens look non-existent. I don't know if that was some clever movie magic, but they press the buttons and the shit just happened.
Yeah. In terms of, like, things not feeling impactful, I almost feel like the sound, especially in the Dev vs. Pro thing that they showed... I don't think the sound is like fully done, right? At
okay,
least that's
yeah.
what it felt like.
Yeah, because like the sound effects are amazing, but
mm-hmm.
the sound design is weird because the music is very understated. It's background music.
Yeah.
Like you can barely fucking hear it. Yeah, the sound effects, like it just did, there wasn't like a heavy clunk to anything. No. I love that there's all the references, like the Tom and Jerry scream and all that stuff, and the That's All Folks and Bugs Dies.
Yeah, this the fucking Tom scream is honestly it's amazing. So funny.
And there's so many little things like that, like little references for like people who are fans of that. I feel like people who are fans of Tom and Jerry are like 1,000 fucking years old now, but
yeah, totally.
Like yeah. The references are fun.
Yeah, I watching the gameplay, there's a few things that I really don't like. You know, with Smash, your sort of health is at the bottom of the screen.
Oh,
in this
my
game,
God, yes.
Your health is just on your character.
It's on your person.
Why would they do that?
I wouldn't, because to see my opponent's health, I don't want to find their character on the map.
I also don't want their giant health number blocking out their animations.
Yeah, it's just in the way. It seems like a weird choice. I want to always know where my opponent's health is.
I don't want to
be looking for it. It's a very weird
the
choice.
Sky.
I also really don't like the Smash Bros. Number stuff where it's just like over 100 means you're hurt. It's very vague. Give me like a color system would be better.
Agreed.
I hate the random number. It's like, oh, I'm 200. That means you could really wally-wop me now. If everyone didn't know what Smash Bros. Already was, it doesn't register well.
Yeah, I hate when I get wally-wopped. You know?
Yeah, man, when your dingles are up over 390 and you get molly-wopped, it's the worst part about playing Smash.
It's the worst part, absolutely. I want to talk about the dashing air movement in this game.
This game is the fastest paced game since Marvel. Yeah, this is Marvel.
You're like zipping around the screen. At least Shaggy was. Shaggy, like his
fucking
move.
Everyone, man. I couldn't keep track of what was going on. Like, yeah, Thomas throwing Jerry across the map and then like picking him up within a half a second.
Yeah, it was so strange. And Superman's like flying so high up in the air, lasering and then like blasting down and then jumping back up.
Yeah, it's this game's pace is there's no breathing, especially in 2v2. Like maybe 1v1 is a little more you can see what's happening, but 2v2 is just straight up like it's like when that dust cloud happens in WB shows and just shit hits each other until one person flies out.
Yeah, they even did that in the cinematic trailer they released. Everyone just jumps in and piles on.
This game really does feel like the video game version of that.
Yeah, right now it definitely looks like just a bunch of shit flying around on screen.
And Ty, did you hear? Guild Systems. The Coffee and Combos Guild is going to run these fucking streets.
Oh, shit. Let's go.
Our guild's going to be insane. Just a legion of Shaggy players.
I'm trying to think of who like I would even play in this game.
We got to think about who could be in this game. Ty. I didn't realize this was just all WB properties. That opens us up to some insane stuff.
I mean, we've been over the Tony Sopranos.
But Ty, like who realistically do we got coming here? Scorpion, Sub-Zero, right?
Yeah, Gandalf.
Gandalf. Frodo. Harry Potter. He was a bit of a curveball, Ty. Pennywise, maybe.
Pennywise, that could be fucking crazy.
Ty, let's talk about who I want.
Okay, who do you want?
I want fucking Riggs and Murtaugh from Lethal Weapon as like an Ice Climbers duo.
Oh my God.
I want John Coffey from the Green Mile doing all sorts of magic and sending rats after you.
Uh-huh.
I want Dirty Harry out there with a gun.
See?
That's it.
There is like some good shit that could really get in this.
Ty, just give me the Meg. A giant shark. Let me play that.
I didn't know the Meg was a WB platform.
The Meg is the biggest WB of all time. That's the big one. They're holding him for DLC, the Meg.
That's amazing.
I'm a Meg main.
Just give us the Meg and just have him like Iron Giant sized.
Okay, Ty. So when this game comes out and me and you are 2v2 and I'm playing the Meg and you're playing as the Lethal Weapon duo.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh my God, it'll be out of control. Ty, imagine they put in like Michael Winslow's character from Police Academy. Sign me up.
That would be so good.
Making all sorts of noises.
and someone eventually they put in the bad guy from Lethal Weapon 2 who has diplomatic immunity and so no one can hurt him.
Oh my god, Ty, there's all sorts. I was thinking, like, this pretty much gives us every Stephen King book.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Ty, we could have Carrie. We could be using mind powers on our periods. We could have period mind powers.
No, dude, we could be a little. We could be Christine. We could have. We could.
We
be
could
a car.
Be an actual car. There's so many options with the WB universe. And Ty, I know I say this a lot, but if one thing this podcast can bring to the anything for us, I really hope it's the Meg.
If anything. Sure, Zappa, that might be okay, but the Meg?
Zappa's fine, yeah. I remember I had one about Lay, and that actually happened, so then I decided that wasn't the one. This is it, the Meg.
This is it. Now, we've seen a couple maps in the game, like the Batcave, and Themyscira gets a lot of play, especially in that Dev vs. Pro. We also know that the Tree Fort from Adventure Time and Scooby's Haunted Mansion.
Oh, I love the Haunted Mansion.
Like, can we get...
Did you notice one was blurred out?
Oh.
So, Ty, just know that there's going to be one more map at least.
I mean, judging from the characters, we're definitely going to get like a Winterfell stage or like a King's Landing stage.
Come on, King's Landing. That'd be sick.
Yeah, King's Landing stage for sure. Yeah, I'm just...
Do you think we'll get more Game of Thrones characters? I bet we do. Dance of Dragons is coming out.
Yeah, but, like, who are we getting?
Whoever is the most popular character from that show.
It would be, like, Jon Snow. That'd be lame.
Jon Snow is not in that show.
From what? Wait, what?
From Dance of Dragons.
Oh,
the new
Dance
one.
Of Dragons. Oh.
Yeah, they're gonna have to put in some sort of...
Rhaegar?
Targaryen, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it'll have to be the most popular character that I hate. Like Arya, you know?
Yeah, but... man, she was so good, and then they just...
Remember when you watched her grow up, and then they made her have a weird sex scene on, like, a thing of sandbags?
Yeah,
at the end?
With fucking... What's his name?
With
Gendry.
Gendry. That was...
Yeah, that was... Yeah, that kind of sucked.
That was the weirdest... Some of the weirdest TV I've ever seen.
That last season, yeah. Let's not talk about that.
Man, I can't believe I'm going to go watch this Dance of Dragons shit, and I'm just going to let them shovel shit in my mouth again.
Dude, I don't know if I'm going to watch it.
I don't think I'm going to, but I know I will.
You'll watch
I hate
it just,
myself
yeah,
so
hate,
much.
You'll hate watch it, yeah.
So, Ty, is this the Smash killer?
This will be a game, honestly, it's free to play, right? The open
beta is
July.
Ty, the Nickelodeon game cost you $40.
Isn't that fucking insane?
Now this game is just out here dunking on them. Because this is just everything they've worked for. Just this is taking food out of their mouths.
And they're still, those Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl devs are still supporting that game. They're adding in a few new characters.
They showed their budget. And
yep.
It's infinitely more than Nickelodeon could ever have.
Yeah. I think this game will do extremely well, being free to play, being on a lot of different platforms with rollback netcode.
Yeah. This is looking like a labor of love because,
yeah,
like, just the references, the death animations, like, when someone flies off screen, there's like 100 different fucking animations for each character.
Yeah.
I saw Tom and Jerry do like 6 different ones.
Friggin' also when you like hit them off the stage like with Smash Bros and like the big pillar comes up or whatever. And this one, like, Porky Pig showed up and said, "That's all, folks."
Yeah, that was the Tom and Jerry one. The big fucking dog came out and laughed at you. It was awesome.
Yeah, like there's some really awesome like true like Easter egg fan service. It's truly just fan service.
And you
like,
gotta think when they get like
awesome.
Their feet planted and they're like they start pumping out their free-to-play DLC characters where they're like, we need to sell these fucking guys.
Yeah, the skins, too.
Oh, you already saw the Tom and Jerry cowboy skin, which is incredible.
Dude, Batman's going to have some sick ones.
Yeah, I cannot imagine how much money this game's going to make them if they don't trip at the finish line, basically.
Yeah, I you know what? I want to play this game just to see what it's like. I don't think I'm going to love it.
It looks like a fun game to play with friends.
Yeah, I think it'll be one of those things where it's like, you know what? The game actually plays well. I can be Iron Giant. Like
I can be the Meg.
I can be the Meg. Or what did we talk about? The Droobs? Droobs?
The Droogs, Riggs and Murtaugh.
Riggs and
Michael
Murtaugh.
Michael Winslow, John Coffey, Carrie, Christine Tai. We have countless characters to look forward to.
Christine is perfect.
I want a car that kills people.
Nobody blink. Carter, let's talk about something coming out also in the summer.
Summertime.
DNF Duel in June.
Everyone's favorite game, it sounds like.
People are so pumped for this game, and it seems like the leaks that we talked about a couple episodes ago, or last episode, that was shown on the PlayStation Store, we got even more sort of looks at these five characters that we haven't sort of been able to get our hands on.
Ty, why am I such a fucking miserable person? Why did I watch this video and I go, my God, I fucking hate this game?
You know, the video that I linked for our show notes is like some fucking random guy grabbed it before it was taken down and then put like anime music over it.
Oh, that wasn't the music?
No, that was not the music.
Because that definitely contributed to my hatred.
Okay, no, not the music at all. This was because this video leaked, Carter, right? And they took it down so fast.
My God, they've been coming for everyone. Every subreddit has been threatened with legal action, apparently.
They copyright claimed that shit so fast. Neopal or Nope, Neeple? I don't know what they're doing.
It leaks. You can't stop a leak when it happens. It's the internet.
Yeah. So this leak showed a trailer that I'm sure we will see in like, what,
two days. Probably
Evo
before we upload
breaker.
This. This will be dated when we upload it.
Yeah. We'll have seen it already, basically. It's the five characters that were missing. The Launcher, that we thought was Mechanic, but it's Launcher, Enchantress, Swift Master, and the dude.
Toddler Shooter.
Thank you, Troubleshooter. And then, what do you know, the mystery
we don't call him
person,
Troubleshooter. He's Toddler Shooter.
Jesus.
Look at this guy. His the two things they give us. He's drunk and he's driving. This is the Toddler Shooter, Ty. He's a reckless man.
He's a reckless man, and you know he's made mistakes in his life.
They show you he's drinking, driving, and has a gun. This is my main.
That's literally all we see in the leaks is he like takes a swig from a flask and then has a motorcycle. And the character that we thought, you know, that was like the unknown space in the roster is obviously, like we predicted, the giant dude on the cover art that has like
giant,
the scars on his face and the thing
generic
on his chest.
Evil guy. Generic evil anime sexy man.
Yeah, he's got like some purple swords or some shit. My guess is he like summons up things like Nicolas Cage from Soul Calibur 6 or 7 or whatever that game was, 6.
Man, why does he feel that way? Why does everyone feel that he's going to be the guy from Soul Calibur 6?
Because I swear to God, in this leak, he summons up a little purple sword.
Is it just having long hair and that type of beard, that's just your moveset? Is that an archetype?
Maybe it's just the uninspired moveset, yeah.
Man, yeah, so we saw him, we saw Launcher, who's like our heavy ordnance person, but she's dressed like some fucking librarian.
Yeah, I hate her design, man.
Why does she have an open back dress and a frilly skirt?
It makes no sense.
And then we have evil little girl who sits in a chair and has an evil bear tie.
So, evil little girl Enchantress, she shows up in, like, we see her intro, basically, as she walks in. And her fingers have, like, the puppet strings on them.
She's got the old marionette hands.
So, are we thinking they're actually putting a puppet character in this game?
I think so. I think this is evil girl and her evil teddy bear.
It's
you know
Annie
that.
And Tibbers.
Yeah, that old thing we haven't seen.
Yeah, that great original.
So yeah, this will be maybe our puppet character, which I like puppet characters, but Ty, this character, this design sucks so much. I hate it, and I will never get behind it.
Yeah, it's the goth.
Goth little girl. There's no design I hate more, other than maybe ancient dragon little girl.
Yeah. Yeah, we get those a lot. God damn it. And then we got Swift Master, which is
Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet who uses wind to go
fast.
Yeah,
this really gives us nothing about him. He just like summons some wind.
Yeah.
Controlling air, that you could control anything. You technically control oxygen at that point.
That's you ever watch Avatar, like Last Airbender?
No.
Dude. Well, I'd like.
Does it explain that air is overpowered?
Like, well, he is an airbender and he uses air for all the things that, like, you think he would use it for, but he doesn't, like, take it out, like, oxygen. He doesn't do that.
See, yeah, like, my whole thing with, like, if you control air, you could just, like, pull the air out of someone's body. You could collapse their entire body. Or, yeah, like, you could fly. Or you could, you know, you could control air, Ty. You could do so much of that. It's everything.
Yeah, in Last Airbender, he, like, rides on a giant air ball, but he doesn't, like, go up in the air, you know?
By controlling air, like, you basically control fire.
It's
by controlling air, you control water.
Although I'm 90% sure that I haven't seen it, but in season 3 of Korra, which is like that Airbender sequel, I'm pretty sure there's an air dude who does that, who actually like takes people's like oxygen in their bloodstream.
See, that's
basically.
You can't call it. You either have to like specify that you control wind, which is bullshit. You just make wind blow. Because if you control air, you're too powerful.
Exactly. They call them airbender, but they truly are it's just the wind. It's the, yeah.
They're wind pushers.
Wind pushers.
Which is way less cool.
And then you got like, yeah, we could talk.
I'd be doing Magneto-style lung collapses on all my enemies. Your fucking head would implode on itself.
Gravity squeege.
Yeah, I'd remove the air from your body so fast.
Yeah. I mean, sweet. Let's hope Swift Master can do that.
I have a feeling he won't.
No, he'll be
lame. I have a feeling
he'll
probably throw like air balls and like teleport.
Yep, teleporting is exactly what first came to mind. Like I thought of you know, like when Chip, when he poofs into like a thing of wood or his otter or whatever the hell.
Like I hope feel he's like Storm. I hope he's Storm and not Wind Poof Man.
Yeah, or maybe he'll be like Rashido.
That's kind of Wind Poof Man, and he's definitely not Rashido. Rashido looks like a athletic type jumper, flipper. This dude's kind of like a little meek twink.
He's a little twink boy. he's a twink.
You definitely know he's doing magic.
Yeah, he's a known magic user. This is basically all we got for DNF. I figured we'd just touch base with it, see what's
what. So I did look up, and F Slayer is, like, the most popular character in this.
Yeah, female Slayer, uh-huh.
They are horny taxing this game so hard with that character. They're going to withhold DLC first character, female Slayer, calling it now.
Totally, I'm with you 100%. They're definitely going to do all the female classes, basically, will be DLC.
Yeah, and horny just, taxation.
Yep, ratchet up the horny.
They deserve it.
The community deserves it.
Before we get off of this, because just a quick aside.
Sure.
We had Team Southtown come out.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Sean and Ty, I just want to mention, these guys, is this the most unmatched swagger of any set of characters ever?
Honestly, not even close. No one compares, dude.
These, like... Oh my god, Billy, Ryuji, and Geese, maybe the three drippiest characters in all fighting games.
I am so glad that Billy looks the way he does in this.
Yeah, they made him cool.
Dude, are we talking about Team Southtown? Let's talk about Team Southtown.
Man, I'm trying to think of like who could even step to them in terms of like looking cool.
Tekken
Lee, he's got, that's true, that's a good one, that's a good shout. He does have, He kind of puts, when he puts on that violet stuff, it's a little shitty. He's wearing a lot of like,
yeah, I don't like
yeah
that.
He's wearing like crop tops and mesh.
Yeah.
But when he's got the suit on and the long coat.
Yes.
I was thinking, my boy Johnny, he's like, he somehow pulls it off.
Dude, it's like the black dress pants and the six shoes and the no shirt underneath the coat.
The duster with like the kind of a cowboy hat.
Yep.
Yeah, it's sick. Dudley also, he somehow pulls off that outfit and looks awesome.
Dudley somehow pulls off the frill, right?
The frilly shirt and green suspenders. Somehow he makes it look awesome.
And it's, yeah, he nails it, man. Dudley, that's a good one.
But yeah, everyone always talks about a melty zero drippiness tie.
Mm-hmm.
KOF, maybe the most.
I'm with you.
Billy, Ryuji, Geese, Terry, Benny Maru, kind of got some swagger to him.
I like Benny Maru. Rugal, he's got like the half shirt, but I think he fucking rocks it with the hair and the
earrings. Just looks cool. Yeah, Ayori, he looks sick.
Yep.
Robert looks cool as hell. Yashiro's looking cool as hell. They got some cool looking people.
Yeah, they do, man.
But Ty, we got to shit on this game for a second.
Okay.
The online in this game has been fucked since February 17th.
Yeah.
With 30-minute queues, wait times, and a barely functioning online.
I heard about that.
So, as cool as your characters look, your game's trash, and you need to fix it before anyone buys this shit.
Yeah, I don't understand how that happened, right? Like, at launch, it was good.
And at launch, it was fine. And then I played a couple times online, and then it worked well for me. But yeah, apparently now, I haven't played it recently, but apparently now it is just a shit show with 30-minute queues. Ugh. Rough way to see this game go.
Yeah, so today, which is Tuesday the 17th, Team Southtown is officially out.
It's been a month that it hasn't worked.
Wow. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit, more than a month. Way more than a month.
February, March.
It's been like 3 months.
This has been a long time, man. Wow.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's inexcusable.
Apparently with Team Southtown, character adjustments came with the team, which means patch notes are out today. I haven't checked the patch notes if they have fixed online.
If your game doesn't work online, I don't care about your patch notes, you know?
Big time.
I don't care about any changes.
Yeah. We talk about Billy, Geese, and Ryuji and their sweet, sweet drip. Each of these guys comes with an additional costume on top of their already sick suits.
Incredible. They get all their like classic sick costumes. Ryuji just takes off his coat. It's awesome.
Let's talk about the coat version of him. This
man,
is the
both
best.
Versions. My God. I was torn. I was like, coat version sick, but coat off looks so serious and badass.
Yeah, dude. Oh, shit. He's such a good character.
Ryuji is far and away the standout for me in this.
Yeah.
Like, Geese. Everyone's talking about Geese. Ryuji's done it for me.
I just want to shout out Geese's neck, man.
He is shredded, that dude.
Geese's neck when he's got the suit on.
Man, after the Northman, every time I go to the gym, I've been doing 100 shrugs.
You want to build those traps up, dude.
I want my neck to look like just one giant muscle.
And yeah, that was fucking so impressive with friggin' Alexander Skarsgård. My God.
Man, every single day, fucking 100 shrugs. I'm gonna have them.
You're committing.
I'm gonna have bolder shoulders.
I think person that I was gonna say, like, I'm most excited for Geese, but like, he just looks like Geese. Honestly, Billy looks the best to me.
Really?
And then
yeah,
Ryuji.
Yeah, he looks. They all look sick, man. Like, this is the hardest 3-character drop ever.
Straight up. This is like the sickest fucking team.
All 3 of them I want to play.
Yep.
Like, this never happens in a DLC for me.
No.
So, yeah, if they had a functioning game, I'd be pretty fucking stoked.
I'm pretty sure this ends Team Pass 1, and now Team Pass 2 begins in the summer of this year.
Yeah, so we got a free Rugal, and now I'm getting these 3 sick dudes. I love it.
With and costumes, just additional costume for each person, free or not free.
Man, if this game figures it out, they're doing things right.
I'm so surprised. Like, I always heard about the online being like rough for the last while, but I didn't think it was that bad. Well, when people were talking about it, they were saying it is bad. So
yeah,
I just didn't think it's lasted this long.
No, yeah, I honestly can't believe it.
That sucks, man.
I feel bad for the KOF community.
Yeah.
This should be a glowing time for them.
And, dude, today, Tuesday, it is a glowing time. You get the three freaking baddest dudes in the whole roster.
Just you can't play them online.
You just practice up in the lab and then just bust lab them out online. Buddy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, Carter. Should we hit up quick listener mail before we get out of here?
Let's friggin' do it. Let's dig on in.
Alrighty. This one I wanted to get to today because it's a classic. Sodium Rising wrote into the Discord. He says, build you the basketball dream team using fighting game characters or FGC members. Who you got and what are they playing, or who you got playing what?
FGC members, Ty? Get me four fucking dudes from the FGC who can work for 48 minutes with their knees turning into dust.
Yeah, I immediately saw members, I said, nah, not even, Ty, nope.
Let's try to think of a basketball team who could even play for that long. I'm putting Arslan Ash in there.
Yep.
Low-tier god.
You think John Dean could do it?
John, maybe. Snake Eyes and me. That's the team.
And then, okay.
Okay, sure. But not including FGC members. And if we're doing a real build, because we're scrounging bottom of the barrel for people who can stand up.
As for characters, who are you thinking? Who you got?
Oh, how do we want to do this? We want to, like, say our point guard, our shooting guard?
Hell yeah.
Okay. So, Ty, obviously with the point guard, I'm going to try to build my team like a 1988, 1989 Detroit Pistons style. You get in the paint and we're going to elbow you in the fucking face. Like every point you get, you are getting hurt. You are working for it.
Yeah, okay. Who do you have for your point guard?
Okay. For your point guard though, Ty, I need my Isaiah Thomas here.
Yeah,
my good guy who the team can get behind.
Yep.
And this is where I'm going to put Ryu.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Ty, he's dedicated. He would have that Kobe Bryant mentality. He would outwork the entire team.
Right.
Would inspire them. He's not a selfish player. You need that in a point guard.
Mm-hmm.
You need someone who's willing to pass the ball.
Yeah.
And in the clutch, Dark Hado, Ty. He can literally become a devil.
Ooh, shit. Okay.
So How about you?
Okay, my point guard. Isaiah Thomas is who I think it's of, too, because of, obviously, when you sort of... I'm not a big NBA guy, but there are definitely the names that sort of stick. This one's going to be kind of funny, but...
Okay.
I have the original fucking baller himself from Third Strike.
Oh, my God.
Sean.
You're putting Sean in.
Sean is the point guard. 5'9", same height as Isaiah Thomas.
Ty, the thing with Sean is he's far and away the shittiest character in Third Strike. He may have a basketball, but he's athletically on the lowest totem pole.
That's listen, he knows the game, though, you know?
He has the mind for the game,
that's
true.
He's got the mind to be the point guard guy, the mind to, just trust,
Ty, you're
the rest
going,
of my
you're
team
going,
will all come together.
Yeah, you're going off, like, his already, the skills he has, but Ryu's gonna pick up those skills and outwork the shit out of Sean.
Trust.
Okay.
Trust in my team.
Okay, let's move to the shooting guard.
All right.
Ty, here. I need someone who's grimy. I need someone fast. I need someone motivated. But I need someone who's selfish. They're going to take that shot, you know?
Yep.
Someone confident. Ty, I'm going to put Soul Bad Guy in here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's kind of reckless, but, you know, he's going to take those, like, the clock's ticking down. No time. Half court. That's the guy you want taking that shot.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. I went more... I wonder how much crossover there's going to be here.
I don't know if there's going to be a lot. I don't know.
My shooting guard. I want someone who can just... I'm just going to say it. It's Merkava. I got Merkava as my
shooting my God.
Guard.
That was... Okay, he was originally in my group.
There he is, dude.
He was originally my power forward because I wanted him for my putbacks, you know, and rebounds.
I've got someone also good for my power forward. Okay, so Merkava. Like, come on, man. The reach,
he's got long
though,
arms. He can close distance.
He can fly. Is that even legal in the game?
I don't think so, but whatever. He's going to do it. He doesn't understand English.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, Ty. Moving to our small forward.
Yep.
Don't let the name fool you, Ty. Small is nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
We need a LeBron James style player here. We need pure athleticism.
Someone who can just like rush through, fucking slam a jam.
I need someone who can barrel through, who can close distance fast.
Yeah.
Who can throw a grown man 100 feet, who can jump 100 feet, Ty.
Uh-huh.
I need Craig Marduk.
Oh, shit, he's big.
He's coming through. You're going to eat that shoulder. You're not going to post up on this dude. He's going to bash through you. My other idea for maybe my small forward was Bob, because speed and weight kind of defines the position, Ty.
Yep.
But I need someone grimy. I need someone who's going to, you know, kick you in the dick or something if you're if you're feeling testy, you know. You're going to work for that point.
That's where I went. I went grimy. I went with the man who is obviously known for his dunks.
Oh, shit.
I got Lord Raptor as my small forward.
Oh, fuck. Lord
the
Raptor.
Man who will literally turn you into a basketball and dunk you.
Ty, your skeletal ass is going to get fucking posted up on so hard,
dude,
by Marduk.
That's what you think, baby.
Have you seen the size of Marduk, Ty? He's huge. And he's fast.
Okay. Next position. What do you got?
Coming in as my powered forward.
Mm-hmm.
Ty, you're coming into the paint. You're eating a headbutt. You're eating an elbow. We will bully your star the whole game. This is my Bill Laimbeer. Balrog.
Oh, nice.
He will make you work for every point.
Damn. Yeah, your team is thick, dude.
Yeah, I told you, we're the 88-89 Detroit Pistons here.
I'm like the Monstars if they were all the skinny tall blue guy.
Skinny tall Monstars, yeah. Which basketball's becoming a physical game, Ty. You need these beasts.
I mean, I just basically have unhinged folks on my team.
That's true. They're wily. Both of our teams are just it's going to be a grimy showdown.
My power forward, a pretty grimy man who, honestly, unpredictable bullshit. We got Faust.
Oh, fuck. I don't even... He just teleport, Ty.
My man could literally swim through the air if he wanted to.
Could swim through the air? Yeah, there's going to be a lot of shenanigans on your team that I'm going to have to
deal
with. We're playing good, dirty, fundamental basketball while you're flying and swimming and opening new dimensions.
Yeah, who knows what the fuck's gonna happen. Okay, what do we got? One more, last in center.
Center. The center, Ty. Okay. Ty, he moves quick as fuck.
Okay.
He's also 8 feet tall, 600 pounds.
Shit.
Abigail.
That's who I have.
You put Abigail too?
Yep.
Oh, Ty.
The perfect center, man.
Yeah, he's fast. He's gigantic. He's Shaq.
It's like,
he doesn't have to jump to dunk.
Who am I? Oh, shit. He can't be on the same.
Yeah, I drafted him before you. You're fucked.
Okay. Shit, I'm thinking, who is another 8 foot taller?
I took Marduk. He was the other obvious one.
Yeah, Marduk's a good one. I could do a Sagat, maybe.
Jack.
Like a 7 footer. Oh, Jack would be good. But
he's
not
a giant
fast.
Robot. Yeah, but he can fly also.
Fuck, that's true, dude.
Your whole team could be up in the air.
Yeah, I mean, I had Abigail as well, but I'll sub him in for Jack.
That'd be a good showdown. That jump ball, you can literally fly. That's
little extra. Who's coaching your team?
Who's coaching my team?
Yeah, who do you got coaching?
I'm going to put Dr. B back there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Dr. B. He's a genius, Ty.
Yeah, and you know
he could be writing up plays. He can't stand up, so I know he's all mental part of the game. He's focused.
I got this one's for the weebs. I have Tomoka Minato from Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax.
Is that a good coach?
Number one star player on her team.
Oh my god!
Of basketball, she knows the game, dude.
Ty, that doesn't translate to being a good coach.
Trust in the crust.
Okay, we're gonna fucking dunk on you.
You think
you're gonna be
so?
Eating elbows all fucking day in the paint?
My boys are.
They won't even be in the paint. They'll be in the sky. Yeah, one it's kind of bullshit.
One dude's a literal undead man. So, I'm hoping that Lord Raptor can just work for us. You know. All right.
So is that your star player, Lord Raptor?
I mean, my star player? Come on. You know it's Sean, man. You know he's good.
Okay.
Not a
great
fighter.
Soul Bad Guy is probably my star.
Soul's probably, he's probably the nastiest, getting the fucking...
Yeah, and you know he's putting up huge points every game.
No question. All right, Sodium, thank you for this question. Let's do one last one. Before we get out of here, wrote into the Discord, Sinestro says, yo, is that situation with the Thai bots getting any better?
They're Thai Borgs.
Thai Borgs. They are Thai Borgs.
And no, I fear every single day of my life, Ty.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I don't know what, if I'm the cause of it or...
Man, I've been thinking.
Uh-huh.
Remember when I emailed former President Bill Clinton?
I do, yes.
Well, his press team. Ty, do you think Max could have got mixed up in some sort of monkey paw based psyop by the Clinton Foundation?
It's possible.
Ty, the Tyborg trivia has me confused as all shit. Ever since this happened, I've been following Max's channel closely because if you've been watching regular uploads still, despite the alien abduction.
I know. He's incredible.
Ty, I don't think that's Max. I think the aliens have set up some sort of Star Trek style holodeck on the alien spacecraft to simulate the environment of Max's video game room or whatever the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've been watching through these recent videos, and Ty, I'm starting to feel like Max isn't against us.
He's not a part of this messed up Tyborg.
Ty, do you remember the movie Interstellar?
Of course, yeah. Great flick.
Do you remember how he communicated with his daughter from a bookshelf dimension using the power of love to move dust in her childhood bedroom?
Yes, I do remember that.
Ty, well, I've been noticing a lot of dust in my apartment lately.
Is Max...
Ty, I feel like Max might have gone through some sort of black hole dimension. And he's been trying to tell me something with this dust.
Love transcends space and time.
It does. And Ty, I've read the dust, and it told me to vacuum all this dust up. I have a shop vac just chocked full of dust here, Ty.
Okay.
All of Max's special dust, and I've purchased myself an industrial fan. And when the next Tyborg comes through, I'm gonna unload all this dust into the
dust
fan.
His ass.
Into the Tyborg, clogging up all of his interior fans, Ty, overheating the system.
That's using your fucking noodle.
I will then disassemble the Tyborg using the schematics made from the dust, and I will use it to find the pizza parlor that Bill Clinton is currently hiding in. And I will save Max.
It sounds like an undertaking. I'll be your Barbara Gordon, your Oracle.
Well, Ty, we don't know what the Tyborgs want. They could be good. But they have tried to kill me, thinking not. But when I dust this motherfucker, we're going to get a whole lot of secrets opened up. Now, I don't know what triggers them to spawn, Ty. I think, like, we talked about the Terminator situation. I think that's something you might have to figure out because you're inherently linked to these Tyborgs.
I've got to look in, you know, I've got to, what's the thing, tarot cards show your future.
Yeah, or tie, perhaps some dust.
Hey.
Maybe there's some dust around the apartment you could really look at.
No, there definitely is.
Never forget Interstellar, Ty. Never forget about the bookshelf dimensions.
Never forget about love and how it transcends time and space.
It's so fucking true.
It's so true. Now, Ty,
we'll get Max back. I promise you that.
We promise you that we will get Max back using the power of love.
Oh, that's how we're going to close it. Just that song.
Sinestro, thank you so much for writing in to make sure that we're okay. That Carter hasn't been...
I'm not okay, but I have a plan.
We have a plan. All right. That's it for the episode. Thank you so much, everyone, for writing into the show. And thank you also, listeners, for, you know, tuning in. We'll be back next week for more Juicy Fighting Game news. You can find us on Twitter at Coffee and Combos. You can follow me at TyRossCC.
Can't follow me. Eat shit.
Use the power of love and dust to communicate
with
Carter.
Yeah, the only way to communicate with me is through dust love.
And we'll see you next episode.